Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Hopes and Dreams Podcast. This is Karin and Kylie, and we are joined by our wonderful friend Lacey here in her beautiful cafe, Lacey's Cafe, here on Atwood Avenue in Madison. We're super excited to have her on, being a strong, badass lady entrepreneur in so many different ways. So we're really excited to pick her brain about some things. So we're just going to jump right on into it.
Yeah. Lacey has been a good friend of ours for a while. She's also partnered with Driftless Music Gardens in the past, sponsoring our events and hooking us up with her delicious kombucha. So I know the base of the story of Lacey, because I've known her for years and I do her beautiful hair. If you can't tell, it's my work on both of these blonde heads. So thank you very much. But let's start with your kombucha business and give our listeners and viewers just a quick little history of what you used to do that led you to this beautiful cafe.
Thanks for having me.
We are so happy to have you. Excited. Thanks for being with us.
Forward to this for a while, so I'm glad we're doing it.
Yeah,
I'm pretty psyched. So Rude Brew Kombucha.
Yeah.
So I guess that all started with my dad, who was a kombucha brewer when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. And it was a big deal in my household pretty much as long as I can remember. I wouldn't drink it. I was like, this is weird and gross.
Fermented.
He had like a dirty bucket and it was like he didn't flavor his, so it was like always just like straight kombucha, which now I love, but I was like, no way. And then fast forward, I'm like in my 20s and I started experimenting with making it myself and enjoying myself and having fun, you know, concocting flavors and, you know, using like local fruits and herbs and just playing around doing infusions. So
nice.
And then got super into it and was kind of doing it on the side of, you know, I was working as like a counselor case manager for a long time and doing it after work on weekends. And then eventually people were giving it to friends and family. And people were like, this is really good. I don't usually like kombucha, but I like this. And it kind of got me thinking, you should have it in stores. And I was like, no, you know, and then eventually I was like burned out in my career already and trying to figure out how to maneuver that after tons of college.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, what do I do? And I just kind of decided to take Rude Brew to a different level. And yeah, did that for like 11 years.
And wow, really?
Yeah.
I guess under the table for that a while.
it was like under the table sales until I had enough people that I, you know, that liked it to where I believed that I could sell it to strangers.
Yeah. It was really cool seeing it in stores that we shop at, like Woodman's in particular. Also, side note, RIP Woodman's.
Man. We have a friend that was there when it happened. Dana. I was supposed to go there.
Yes.
Yeah, Dana was there when it happened and had to evacuate. I was going there and I last minute decided to go to the Willie Street North instead, just last minute. And I'm glad because I probably would have been in the section where I was and been like,
oh my goodness. So for our listeners, yesterday we had a lot of rain and one of the local grocery stores had their roof cave in.
After they just got the roof done, right?
Yeah, they just had some renovations done like a year ago. But anyway, going to our like stores and seeing your kombucha in there for me was just really cool. It was nice. And
good, I was
really
thanks.
Proud of you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. It was all like surreal. You know, I feel like throughout a lot of the time, it's like I would do the things, but I didn't really like always feel like it was really my life.
Right. Do you feel kind of disassociated from it in a way?
I think parts of it, I feel like, you know, I'd be like, but this isn't real, this isn't me, but then I would do it, and I don't know, it's weird.
Right. Yeah. You were saying,
it's very exciting.
Yeah,
for sure.
You were saying earlier, which is something I found a little bit kind of like inspiring in a way, about how it took you at least 6 years before it started becoming like your primary source of income as a business. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. I was still, the first few years I was doing it, I was working multiple jobs, you know, working a full-time job, working a part-time job, you know, as a counselor, and then running groups for folks like weekends, evenings, doing all kinds of things, really. And then always weird side hustles like elderberry juice or like whatever, other mushrooms and foraging mushrooms.
Nice.
and yeah, stuff like that.
Just so, doing mushrooms all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
To clarify.
It was easy. Yeah. So, and then it took 5 or 6 years before I was like, I think probably 5 years to be like mostly supported and probably 6 to be fully supporting my boys and I, with it.
That's awesome.
So, that's pretty awesome.
Single mom life of 2 boys.
Yeah.
She's very busy.
Yeah.
One of them's driving now.
And just everybody ignore the fact that I'm not drinking Rude Brew kombucha at the moment. There's a delicious batch brewing, as I am told right now. So I'm just going to keep the can turned. So we'll just pretend it says that on here. I'm a kombucha addict myself. Yeah, so she's, you know, exciting to me that, you know, there's somebody I know that does kombucha. That's so yummy.
So you still brew like small batches for the cafe, but you're not selling as like retail sales?
Yeah. I basically like, so the reason why I'm still brewing at all is because I had folks sign up for like year long subscriptions, which is something I've been doing for a long time.
Sure.
And they would pay, you know, a year in advance, and they would get deliveries every other week or pick up every other week. There's a variety of options, but, and then they get wholesale prices, and that would bring me income. I would do that in the fall because that would bring me income before market season was over for the winter, and my income would change, and that was slow season for me.
Sure.
And even like shoppers would buy less kombucha because people are buying warmer drinks more often or just not, you know, I mean, if it's a year round drink, it's for your health, you know, I mean, it's a probiotic,
right,
gut health, you know, powerhouse, but not everybody drinks it all year. So,
right. Yeah.
So I would like build up that money for winter, like a nest egg. By doing
smart
subscriptions. So then people would pay, you know, this much for a year long subscription. So yeah, I have some people when I closed in December or January, for wholesale, I had people still with subscriptions that were lingering, and those
through
are going to be, some are almost done. There were some people that were 6 months and some that were 12. So some are just wrapping up, and then some are going into fall, and then I'll be done and I won't make any. So while I'm making theirs, but it went from being like a few, like 300 to 500 gallons a week to now like I make like 30 gallons every other week or something. So
how do you feel about that?
Well, it's weird. Not producing it like in such a large amount is almost like, it almost feels annoying, even though it's less work. It's just like, I don't know.
You had your way down and
oh, yeah.
It's like such an adjustment to like, okay.
It's actually like, I'm honestly looking forward to being done, and I have a lot of other cool things going on that I want to put my brain in space, to put
like
into my
what?
Brain space.
Tell us.
And I just want to like focus
what are
on
the
that
things?
And have this little thing over here.
Give us the tea.
The tea.
If you can, of course. If there's any tea,
Lacey's always got
to take
exciting
it.
Brewing.
She's
always got something.
Get it?
It's awesome. She's
yeah.
like, she is the epitome of can't stop, won't stop. And,
which I love. I love to watch it.
No, you're a really good example of that. Like, you know how people say it's not a failed business. It ran its course. It did its purpose.
It
satisfied the need. And then it ended. It didn't fail, it just ended. People say the same thing about relationships, marriages, careers,
jobs. Yeah, so
like,
true.
It's not a failure, it just is how it finished.
It was what it was needed at the time,
yeah,
for you.
Yes.
And it got you where you needed to be. So now it's like a stepping stone to like
right.
your next venture.
That's so true. And honestly, I've had people being like, oh, I'm sorry, what happened? You know, and honestly, I'm like, I just changed my mind. Like,
yeah,
I was doing really well.
Totally okay
yep.
to do.
It was a big decision. It was a big decision.
People that are listening, like, it is totally cool. And I don't think that is normalized nearly enough. It's
yeah,
like, you
yeah,
have
like
to,
we're adults things. That have lives and kids and like responsibilities. You can still change your mind.
You have until forever to change
yeah.
your mind. You don't,
yes.
you're not stuck. You don't have to like, I think a lot of times, like back in the day, you kind of had to pick your career and like stick to it. And that's what you did.
The standardized tests were such a joke. I hated it.
Right.
It's like, I'm going to be a what? No.
And now we can be fluid and change our mind. We can change our ideas every year if we want to. And that's kind of where I'm at with things too. Like
yeah.
I'm in the middle of this, like, oh, I did this. And then I felt a little guilt about wanting to do the next thing. But it's like, we need to continue growing and
yes.
never like put ourselves in a little ball and not be able to like grow as people, because you never know what the next thing is going to lead to.
You really don't. I mean, and that's so valid. I think I am, you know, really working to embrace myself as an ever evolving, you know, growing, changing human being who just like, I don't want to be stuck in any space if I'm feeling like it's not where I belong
mm-hmm.
anymore. And that's really important to me. So
there's a power in that.
Yeah,
there's a lot of power. Very powerful to be able to do that and just to, like, take hold of your own life.
To be able to know the difference between, like, a struggle that you're meant to go through and resistance that is a sign to walk away.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I know for me, I have lots of interests and I have lots of ideas. And my brain is, like, you know,
a little ADHD.
So, well, a lot of ADHD. Yeah, same. A lot of ADHD.
We talk about that a lot on the podcast because I have it and I'm like, oh, this for 5 minutes. And then, oh, this for 5 minutes.
I think
it keeps it fun and exciting.
It keeps life exciting. I also like to, you know, I like a lot of things. I have tons of interests. I get excited about lots of things. I don't want to just keep myself in some kind of bubble or a box. I want to just act on the things that I am passionate about because otherwise I will have regrets and I don't want that.
What are some other areas that you're interested in that you dedicate that, like, personal satisfaction time to outside of work?
Yeah, like other activities besides working.
All right. I mean, a lot of stuff, actually. A lot of music, listening. I don't play music. I do like to sing and I like to sing a lot and whistle. Is a big thing for me.
Whistling? But,
it exercises your vagus nerve. It's good for you.
I always liked it a lot. So also, like, writing, being outside. I do a lot of kayaking, a lot of swimming, hiking, you know, movies, reading.
Long walks on the
beach. I like to exercise, which has come, you know, in the last, like, I would say, like, 3 years for me. Yeah, obviously, long walks.
Long walks on the beach.
I mean, even a long walk on the beach, whatever that is.
Whatever.
I just get out the beach. I just put me on the beach.
On the beach, same. Yeah. I am miserable if I don't have that sun beating down on me in the water. I just can't.
We went to Bartell Beach on, was that Saturday?
Saturday.
And it was so windy, but it was so hot that, like, the sand was still hot on your feet. The water was really warm. Yeah. It was super choppy.
It was like being in the ocean.
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah, being outside of
Alex the was up on the shore just, like, getting pelted with sand the entire time.
It was a very exfoliating trip to the beach.
It really was.
I haven't been swimming weather lately.
Perfect.
I'm a total Wisconsin, like, I'm like a good Wisconsin, like, standard. I feel like gal. I'm like, I like fishing and all the outside, all the outside stuff, camping and you know, whatever.
We gotta find activities like that, otherwise we'd go crazy here. And we only have 5 months to shove everything that we enjoy into.
Yeah.
And then we're just like, it's winter.
Yeah. What books are you reading right now? What's in your stack?
It's always Kylie's number one question.
What am I reading? Oh, man. All right. I'm going to tell you what it is. It's called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway.
Nice.
Yeah. It's an inspirational, motivational book about facing fears. And I'm reading Nick Cave's book.
Anything that stands out in that book that you was really like, yes, queen. Mm-hmm. Besides just, like, face your fear and do it.
Right.
I mean, I'm trying to think of what the last thing was that I read. Letting go. I think that I just read a chapter all about kind of letting
go. What do you mean? How? Like, oh, what? It's so gone.
I think that's something that's, like, you know, I always try to work to be more in the present, not stuck in the past or, like, looking too much to the future. I mean, I'm always looking somewhat to the future, but I think that too much is unhealthy for me.
Agreed, sure.
So I need to find some, like, some nice, like, middle centered ground.
Grounding. Yeah.
So that's one that I like a lot. I have, like, a key that hangs in my bathroom on my mirror that says let go, you know, too. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a theme for me just to, like, help me be present. So
I like, I
think
that too.
That's, I guess, one of the last maybe chapters that I read in that book was about that.
That's great.
And letting go to be more present.
I like that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about how the cafe that we're sitting in came to be. We love it here. I mean, you can see parts of it.
The floors are beautiful.
It's so amazing here.
The tables, all the decor.
And it's
local artists she brings in.
It's inside of a music venue, which is really rad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, cool. I mean, how fitting is that?
Local music venue. Great. It's our people.
But how did it come about?
Yeah.
Where did, you know?
You know, Honestly, it was like I had, so I did a version of this kind of like a few years ago, where it was more like a grocery type style, but it was just the same concept of like of sourcing local vendors' products and then selling them to the general public, grouping them into one place, trying to support my friends and their businesses in food and beverage, and then also, just bring more to the community. So I did a version of that before. At this Grab and Grocery on Willie Street for a while. It was a partnered business with another beverage maker when I was doing Root Brew. That didn't work out, so I opted out of that and was able to do that fortunately. But I also, during the pandemic when it first started, was doing delivery of local items, foods, and even like soaps and all kinds of products. Before, for like we started that in like, I don't know, April, and did that for like 6 months. Then my mom died, and I decided I was doing too many jobs, and I didn't want to. So I put that one down. So this is like a different version of both of those things, kind of. But I was just randomly like, this had been empty after Ahan moved out, and I was down in the lower level with Root Brew doing my kombucha production here. And I was always the only one here all the time during the day. And I'm like, I go to Topher, who owns the building, and I was like, what are you gonna do with this room? And he's like, I'm not really sure. Do you have any ideas? And I was like, I have a bunch of
We have
ideas.
a
I have 10
million.
ideas. He's like, well, what's your idea? So I just like pitched him my idea. He was like, cool. Like I you're gonna it's your thing? I'm like, yeah, I want to do all of it.
That's
So it worked out
amazing.
great. We just like meshed really well in that way. He was like,
Snaps to
cool, do your thing. And
Topher.
we had a couple of meetings and we figured out what we were gonna do. And I just put work in, made a plan, and
It's the
luckily,
best way to do it when it just kind of happens.
yeah,
It's just
yeah.
like it was meant to be.
It totally was like that, and it's like passion. I think both of us have a passion for, local arts, music scene, and I brought my food stuff in here, and now it's just like this cool place where there is a variety of support for, people who we love in the community who are making all these great things that everybody can enjoy. And it's nice. It feels good to be able to support people, artists of all types, and that includes food and drink artists,
Yes,
which I
I
count as
love
art
that.
for
I
sure.
love that. Food and drink artists. That's really
And
good.
keep
And
it
oh,
local,
for sure.
be supportive.
Yes.
And you have smoothies,
Collaborative.
which we
They're
know.
delicious.
I've been eating a smoothie every day for breakfast for like the last 2 or 3 years, and yeah,
We've
I'm
needed
all about
that
it.
in this neighborhood. I constantly gripe about how the Atwood neighborhood does not have smoothies and fresh juices. And we keep getting all of these tattoo shops and all
Oh,
of these
yeah.
barber shops and hair salons, but
Well,
we
pot
don't have
stores. Healthy.
a good healthy juice smoothie place. So like I love that there is this, and it's just
Yes.
like it's needed
Yeah.
on this side of town. There's nothing on the entire east side of
Yeah,
Madison
it's
besides the
crazy.
like Herbalife shake
Yes.
shops,
Oh, sure.
which have their own purpose, but
Sure.
you know.
It's crazy how, we really haven't had that over here since I think, Saints Juice closed, and they weren't really doing smoothies. It was all juices, but they were
Yeah, they
fantastic.
were so
That,
good and supercharged, but that's now
supercharged. Oh,
shut
that's
down.
right.
And that was, the kind of similar thing. But now that the Kava place is gone, that
Yes.
space is available.
That's
So I'm
right.
wondering, like, I've
Yes.
always wondered, like, what's going to go
Are you
in
going to
when we
start a
move?
smoothie bar?
I am not. I do not have time for that. Whatever. Dan looked at it the other day and he was like, that's available. I'm like, we're not doing anything. We're
Do
not.
a thing.
She's
What would
not giving.
Dan do?
Maybe a little Benny or
A little
little,
music.
song. I don't know.
There's so many things you
Guitar
can do.
lessons.
I don't know if he won't do that. He doesn't have the patience to teach guitar to people. No.
Don't have the
He
patience to teach either.
wouldn't like anything
Can't
to do
do
with me
it.
either, apparently. No, I do. I love teaching,
My
but
kid is the only person I have the patience to teach anything to, for the most part.
right.
Yeah. That's
Your kid
different.
is
So
your
yeah,
bestie.
yeah, barely. Easy.
I think that the smoothies have been going really well too, and I'm
They're
actually going to
good.
add on to the menu and make a pretty decent like smoothie menu. So
Great.
yeah, we're
Now,
looking
if
for
we
different
could just pick
options.
this up and move it 3 blocks
A little
that way,
further.
so it's right on my walk.
Well, this is like half, well, maybe not halfway between you and me, but
Yeah, it's
I
just
like it.
I have my route to walk to Wilmar, and I just wish that this was right on that corner. So, work on that. I'm just kidding.
I'm on it. It's the right move by next
Buy
week.
all of the empty
Keep
available
coming, though.
spaces like the apartment building people do and just
Right.
put in, make it a whole brand. So you never gave us the tea on what's next. What's the next big thing? What's in the works? What projects?
Aside from the collaboration with the Atwood Music Hall, because a lot of us already know about that, which we're really excited.
Do we know about that?
Can we hear that? I'm not here. You know, some of it, a little bit.
So you're giving away her secrets that she told you?
She posted that on social media.
I did.
Hey, fair.
Yeah, we're good. no, I, it should be up and running by July.
Okay.
So cool. There'll be a limited, it won't be like this. I'll still be here Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 1:30, with some exceptions in the schedule randomly at times. Right. But yeah, the music hall situation, there'll be a variety of items being offered there. It'll be local items still, you know, some of the same vendors, and then maybe a new vendor. Nice. And it'll be more like easily prepared, like grab and go sorts of options. Right.
So in the venue itself, where will that be set up?
There is a room in the lower level.
The side room, like where that sidebar is?
Sidebar.
You have to like walk around, yeah, to get to the bathrooms.
So then there's the bar in the main room, and then there's like a bar on the side,
and then there's one upstairs too.
Yep. So this is in the lower level where the bathrooms are downstairs. Okay. And there is, if anybody like made their way down there during any of the last week of shows or the grand or the opening or whatever else, there's been a lot going on there.
Yeah.
For sure, for the last week or so, but there is like, if it's, you may have noticed the little window cut.
Yes. Okay.
So there is a room, and that will be in my room.
Oh, that's so exciting.
It's like a little kitchen with a window, a walk-up window.
We did see that.
Yeah, it's not ready. So they're right now, like, I think last week when I was last in there, there's just like a bunch of paint and shit in there.
Right.
But it'll be, but we're close.
Well, that's really exciting. Yay.
Yeah, so it should be July.
That's like next week.
That right now, it's very soon.
It's a week from today.
Everything is so soon.
I know. It's like it comes, and then it's like summer, like we're waiting. Summer is over.
Yeah.
It's like, it goes by in the blink of an eye. Too much happening.
I mean, that's really like the big thing right now that I'm just kind of keeping my focus on. There's a couple other little things kind of around the corner probably, but a little ways away, but lots of exciting things.
Nice. So what do you do
in this life
with like all the energy when all of a sudden, like, what's your process for when these ideas just like come in your head? I get these like tingles in my body, and I just like know when I'm excited to take the next step. Does anything like that happen for you? Or like, what's your process with that?
Honestly, it's kind of silly, but like, I think I have little bits of ideas in my head for a long time, but they'll come up randomly and pop in for a little bit, but they'll have existed for a long time, but come up in little bits, pop up randomly. And then I'll kind of just like shut it out and focus on what I'm doing, which is usually plenty of things anyway. Then one thing will happen and I'll be like, bam. And I just like hyper-focus and just like, I just make moves. I'll just like all of a sudden be like, okay, now, and I just do it. And there's not a lot of thought in the moment, but there are lots of thoughts over a period of time. And then eventually I just am ready, and it just comes out of nowhere and I just move.
It's like your subconscious does it for you.
It's
like preps you with those little vignettes. Yeah, it's
pretty awesome. Maybe it's, I'm just crazy. I don't know. But
or maybe you're in tune to the universe and what the universe has for you.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's
the universe. That's what guides me with all of my stuff. It's where I'm able to like.
With the little hints. Like the universe is giving you those little hints when it's dropping
the planting seeds. That's what I call it. The planting seeds.
And then it's going to come in with the home run, and it just, because it planted those seeds for you.
It's like now. And it's probably just like this. Like now is that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's your time now. Here we are.
I also have this weird thing too, where like if I have hardships, like I get like thrown into action through like challenge. So I'll just be, you know, I think that's a coping mechanism to be able to rise up from something difficult.
Yep.
Where I'm just like, well, I'm going to make these great things, you know, that will make me happy and do good things for me and for people I love. And then I just will put extra effort into things when I'm going through something difficult.
That's our survivor trauma.
It's like a defense mechanism.
It
sucks. What can I do to make anything better?
It's survival mode. It's something because you probably at one point had such a struggle that you had to worry about how you were going to be taken care of. So now you're in this constant survival place where it's like everything you do is for survival.
Yes.
That's, you know, what I relate to with that.
Definitely. That makes a lot of sense for me too. And I've been in, you know, taking care of myself since I was, you know, pretty young, and came down to Madison as a teenager by myself, you know, and have been down here ever since, basically, with the exception of living up north for a few years. And
yeah,
when I was married and the kids were young. And but yeah. So I think it's just like how I naturally operate is just, yeah.
Yeah. It's good. It's good to be able to turn it into something positive rather than dwell on it or let it consume you in a negative way. You're like, okay, well, I have to make things happen. I have to survive. So I'm going to do good shit.
Yes.
I'm going to make shit happen. So I don't have to ever have that feeling of like, how am I going to take care of myself? Yes. How am I going to get to that place? Yeah. It's powerful. I mean, it truly is. When you've been so low and like, how am I going to take care of myself? Then to constantly like, you are taking care of yourself and you're thriving at it.
Yeah.
You know,
you're actually doing a good
job.
You're
doing the things. You're not surviving anymore. Now you're thriving. That's what I always say. It's like, I don't want to survive. I want to thrive.
Yeah.
You know, that's my motto for, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Is like, what am I going to, I'm going to thrive. I'm not just going to survive anymore.
Thriving. That's where it's at. And that is, you know, a thing that I know that I can do for myself and with myself, you know, and my family. So I'm like, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Why wouldn't I do that? Like, I sometimes get, you know, we get stuck in these patterns, you know, at least for me, where I'm like, things go wrong and I'm like, oh, you know, and you kind of spiral into like this whole like doubt sort of like space or like, you know, negative self-talk, whatever. And then I'm like, wait a minute, you know, I do gratitude, like journaling every day, sometimes a couple of times, but always once at least. I like, oh yeah, actually my life is awesome. And like, I'm so lucky to have the life that I have. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it feels like it's not even mine, that I don't deserve it, or lots of things like that, you know, but then I'm just reminded of like,
wait a minute, I did the work to get here. I do deserve it.
This didn't just happen for me.
This is something that I worked for.
Yeah.
And that makes a big difference.
For sure. I think something I feel like I say probably every day, at least once, is like, you know, I'm just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here. I love that. And that just is a general, you know, it's general.
Yeah.
Because I very well, you know, could not have been here anymore and have been through some tough things like a lot of us have, you know, and I'm just lucky to have a good life. So,
yeah, heck yeah.
Yeah.
We're lucky that you're here too.
Really nice. Yeah. That's very nice. That fits very well with the last few episodes. I've been kind of downer, so it's nice to have this, like, you know, more uplifting, positive version of it.
Not toxic positivity,
right? No, like genuine. We don't do that. We don't do that. We don't do the fake shit like a lot of people we know do.
It's exhausting.
It is.
No.
None.
No, you can be real and you know, we all go through shit, obviously, but you know, you can also be grateful. Gratitude, you know, is really what makes
it makes
a life a good life.
It helps the suck less.
It does. Yeah, because I think that's part of it too, is that like, well, I have plenty of challenges, but
sure,
it's like I also have so many awesome things going on that things balance out a lot more easily for me. Like, I'm like,
you don't have to spend too much of your time on the pros and cons. You know what they are.
Yeah.
They just exist within your everyday. And so I think that also plays into how you're able to sort of make those like shotgun decisions when the time comes.
Yeah.
You don't have to spend any time mulling over anything. You can just fire away and go for it.
Yes. Yeah.
It's awesome.
I think journaling for me, I used to do a lot of it when I was younger, and it's become harder for me to sit down. And I mean, my brain is so crazy that I'm like 5 steps ahead in my head with the words that I'm actually writing.
Yeah.
So I can't like keep my hands can't keep up with my brain.
Yeah.
So I don't journal as much, but I always
typing
before I go to bed. I always go through things in my head that I'm grateful for before I go to sleep. And it's always, I'm grateful for this pillow. I'm grateful for this bed. I'm grateful for this roof over my head.
That's good stuff.
That's what I say to myself, like almost like instead of like a prayer at night.
Sure.
Because I've never been like really religious, but I've always said prayers at night in some way, shape or form. But it's more like a gratitude type of situation and just like being, even if I'm in my like worst cranky moods, I'm always just like, okay, well, we're grateful for this because this is way more than we had before.
Yeah.
You know, and almost didn't have this. So, you know, why not?
Yeah, for sure. And sometimes my I'll either make a list, a gratitude list, and that's if I'm feeling not like I don't want to write a whole thing. I don't want to do like a journaling style. I just make a list. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's two things on the list, maybe one thing. But then other times, you know, I might write paragraphs of actual like journaling that's going more in depth into things. Or I might write a list that has 10, 12 things on it. You know, but so it just depends. Great. I'm always doing at least something, at least one thing on there at least.
Nice.
Even if I'm like, screw everything, I hate everything, I'm going to sleep, I'll at least like put like I'm grateful for sleep.
I'm grateful for sleep. I'm grateful for sleep.
But that doesn't happen often. I mean, it's not often that I would have space.
Well, that's good.
So, you know.
Yeah.
That's really good. So if anybody out there is like struggling with like that stuff, gratitude journals.
Yeah. It's really been helpful for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. And I was going to say too, I don't like to type. And I don't like to write. So I do verbal journaling or I just voice to text.
Tell me about that. Well, that's what I do with my ChatGPT. But if I can do it to not ChatGPT, because.
Lacey, that's brilliant. Of course.
It's easy.
Walk into your phone.
Do it on a walk. Do it while you work out. Do it while you're laying there and not have to like move your hands if you're tired. You just like to hide and talk.
I am getting the anti-ChatGPT from every angle of my life here. And I'm just, you know what, guys, I'm listening. I hear you. Mm-hmm. It's making me rethink my level of usage of it for sure. So I have stopped using it for my personal life and I've been only using it for my professional life at this point, which luckily is the majority of my life. But I've stopped asking, is this true? Am I lying right now? Am I actively lying right now? I'm trying to think of when the last time I asked ChatGPT for advice, life advice. Okay, well, we're working on it.
Did I tell you, just because this came up, did I tell you that my therapist told me,
yes, she suggested
that I use ChatGPT for a problem that I didn't really have. It was like an organizational thing. And she was like, why don't you ask ChatGPT how to do that? And I was like, I don't need ChatGPT.
It's the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
I have...
Can I be a therapist now where I can just be like,
oh man,
how did you react? Were you like, okay, Corin?
No, I kept my cool and I was like, I don't need ChatGPT. I can brain that
fired.
Out. It's just a matter of like doing it, but that's not a problem I need a solution for, I think is how I answered it. I was like, okay.
I think I'll instead locate the tools needed
right.
to address the root cause.
I don't think ChatGPT is part of my treatment plan, doctor.
Yes.
Is your toolbox?
Yet.
Okay, I use ChatGPT to help with outfits.
Sure. Right.
I mean, roasting totally, myself you know, for others.
There's so many things that can be used for. But
I used to consider ChatGPT as like, it reads like a horoscope. Because she'll put in there, like, analyze this photo, and it'll read to me like a horoscope.
Well, that's because I asked it to do that.
Right.
But it doesn't always do that for everything. It just depends on what you prompt it. So you prompt it in different ways. That's the real secret behind using it, is you can't just say, generate a clip of this.
Yeah.
You have to say, act as a, and then you can, like, put in, like, social copywriter. So then it comes up, and so you can get more in depth with how you word it and prompt it for it to be more intelligent, if you will, for it to be like more in depth and act as this or be this, whatever. But it just depends on like, I'm in a whole group for prompts for AI and ChatGPT where like people get so in depth in these that you can just like take it and then you just fill in your own niche. And it just like blows my mind. People are doing crazy things with it. But you just got to know the exact way to prompt it. But you can sure say, analyze this in a certain way that it sounds like a fortune.
Sure.
And it will.
And it will.
Yeah.
It is impressive.
It truly is. Truly is. I've just got to remember how to have my own original thoughts.
Yeah, right.
So that's why I'm like,
oh, yeah, that's the thing.
Only going to do it from a professional standpoint and not like.
Once the studies came out that were like,
why am I?
Decline your cognitive. Intelligence, like
right.
Oh, right.
But do we know that? Because has it been around long enough to do that? Do we know?
I mean, you can't really do a legit study on it because it hasn't.
Yeah, it hasn't. It's like, how do you really know?
I mean, I can see if like high school or in college students are now just using it primarily.
Oh, I've got clients who are professors and they hate it because too like ChatGPT and AI is writing all of these papers.
Yeah, you can tell it's too obvious because ChatGPT does the same patterns that you can just tell, like M dashes. Yeah. If you're going to use ChatGPT for making a post, tell it to not do the fucking M dashes. It's the biggest giveaway. And I've almost messaged my friend's business who they had originally asked me like maybe to do social media for them, but I want to text her all the time. Like tell whoever's doing your social media to get rid of the M dashes. At least just don't make it a double dash. So it's like a dash, but it's a double dash. Okay. So it's like a long line in between the words where you would maybe put a comma or just like a regular dash to like continue the sentence, but it's an M dash. So it's like this double thing that ChatGPT defaults to all the time. And it's a dead giveaway. Mm-hmm. It also uses weather all the time. So like whether you're going to do this or this, that's like a really a big dead giveaway with ChatGPT. Also from this to this that uses all of the time. So if you're going to use it, you need to like regenerate it or put your own thoughts into it, which is a lot of what I do. Like I take a prompt or I take something. And I mean, it takes me like 10 times of regenerating, changing things, putting different things in, putting different prompts in before I settle on like a specific paragraph, unless I'm doing it for some, like a really quick caption. Then I'm just like, okay, just do this. And then I just take the M dash out.
Interesting.
It drives me nuts.
M dash.
The more you know.
Learn something new every day.
It's new for me.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, fuck M dashes.
Yeah, fuck you, M dash. Who invited you?
Not a fan.
Nobody even knew what an M dash was. I didn't know what it was until somebody called me out for using it in something.
Well, the next generation is going to find a way to turn it into a slang word, so I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I can't
even. M-dash? What are you, an M dash?
Right. They're going to love it. It's like the grizz. Just don't get me started on Gen Z speak. It's like, why do you have your lingo? Are we olds? Like, did we have this too? And now, like, we're like, these kids are using Riz.
Can you have a full conversation with them?
And understand what they're saying.
I feel like they are different. They don't use all of those. I do it on purpose just to, like, upset them for fun.
Dan's nieces are like half the time I'm like, what did you just say? Like I don't even, they'll go through the list and I'm like, okay, tell me what the cool words are now. Every time I see them, I'm like, what are the kids saying now? So I can stay cool. But they say some things and I'm like, you what? Like what does that, and I'm like, explain to me what that's supposed to mean. And I'm like, why don't you just say the full word?
Right.
Just say charisma.
It's my phone autocorrects gunna to finna. Sometimes,
really? Yeah, which is kind of racist.
I think
it's like a racist thing.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I didn't do it.
Yeah,
I think it originates from like Ebonics. Like,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, maybe your not phone. How did that happen? Apple. How did you get a racist phone?
Of course, it's Apple. It's Apple's fault.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I just don't understand half the time. It's like I need a dictionary, and then they'll like be over the words, and then you're like, what? I'm just old, apparently. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. But I always want to seem cool. I want to be like the fun, cool one, you know? That's why I hung out with like a teen today. And I learned so much about how brilliant the teens are today. And our world is in good hands. If they are all like the teen I spent the day with.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're going to be okay. The 15-year-old I spent the day with. Brilliant. Like super into math as like a hobby, but also like super artistic and like knows they want to be in like computer science engineering. And also like singing and just like all of these hobbies and this art they were showing me.
Very
I was like, so whoa, balanced. Just so cool. No,
I'm not saying until like 10 years ago.
I know. And like, it was just like incredible. Like I was like, you are going to like run our world someday. So if they're all like that, we're in good hands. Yay. We'll be okay. We'll be okay.
Anyway. It's up to the kids.
Come on, kids.
It's up to you guys.
Don't let us down.
Nice.
Sorry.
Finger guns. I'm a fan.
Yeah, too. Everybody sees that this. A lot of them are just listening. Yeah, so, like, the YouTube's a bonus if they want to watch us. But
you should all be watching, though. Why would you not watch?
Why would you not watch?
I guess if they're driving. I don't watch when I drive.
Right. I don't watch any podcasts. I just listen to the podcast for the most part because that's like my thing when I'm walking or driving in a car. So I get it. So a lot of times You won't see my finger gun, so I'll still be cool to some of the people.
They could hear them. Oh, yeah.
You did an audible.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I'm talking into the jar again. I told myself I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, don't talk into the jar.
Boomer.
Alex gets so mad when I call him a boomer.
Well, don't be a boomer then.
Don't be a boomer then. Love you, babe.
Don't be a boomer then. Love you, babe.
Anything else you want to like share with us or any?
Do you have any questions for us?
Yeah.
It's always fun.
I mean, probably not. Not very exciting.
I'm super exciting. Speak for yourself.
I mean, I just want all the scoop on your upcoming episodes, but I know you can't tell me.
We don't know. We don't have any plans at all.
We don't have any plans.
We have no thoughts.
All we have planned is to do one more episode, and then we have recorded 20, and then that's the end of season one. So get ready, everybody. And then we're going to take a 4-week break of recording weekly.
Yeah.
We're not going to take a full dark social media break, but just a weekly record break. And then we'll come back after that 4 weeks and do every other week. And the episodes will be more intentional moving forward.
Yeah, we'll have like some intro music and just like stuff like that. Because
the music is probably the most exciting.
That's exciting. Yeah.
We're friends with so many musicians.
Yes.
But as far as like,
we're lucky to basically take our
planned episodes, it can go anywhere. I think we're going to find, we're going to kind of hone it in and do more of like a structure of the episodes and have like more like themes and try to find like a because we're hopes and dreams, right? So I love the idea of us focusing on people's hopes and dreams, right? And like having our guests and more of like, okay, how did you get to where you are now?
Yeah.
So I think that we naturally gravitate towards people that have a success story and have so far.
Yeah.
But focusing on that a little bit more, I think will give us more of a direction. And then now that we're going to be doing bi-weekly, it'll just give us so much more time to like have stuff to talk about. Cause we see each other all the time and you know, weekly is really tough. We're both busy people. So it'll be good, but we don't know. I know we have people that we have on our like bucket list to be on. We have another person that's wanting to be on that we've talked to. So we'll just see what happens. We have no idea.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to let it kind of, we're going to let it organically grow with guidance.
Yes. That's honestly, that's how I like to do it.
Because we want it to be fun still too. I don't want it to be too much of a job.
Too rigid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to have a lot of fluidity.
Yes.
Feels to feel a little much when it's like I'm not in it, but every 2 weeks is more of like I look forward to it kind of thing rather than like I have to go do this.
Right. There are a few episodes where she's like
I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. And it's just hard for me to stick to anything for so long, like with my brain, and be like still excited about it after a long time. So I mean 20 weeks of doing something, even 19 weeks, is insane.
Yeah. Proud of you.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Yay.
Thanks for being on.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for letting us hang out at your beautiful cafe.
Yeah, so everybody, if you are on the east side of Madison, make sure you check out Lacey's Cafe in the Baroque. It's amazing.
It's very cute.
Lacey's amazing. We'll be posting more information about the cafe and about Lacey. So we'll put the socials and all of that stuff into the comment section of the podcast. So check her out. Give her a like and a follow and a subscribe and all the things.
Yeah.
Show up.
Please.
Get some smoothies.
Help us gas her up because that's what we do.
Breakfast sandwich or a smoothie.
Yeah.
All the yum.
Cold brew float.
Yes.
Cold brew float.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That does sound really good right now. Excellent.
Beer float if you don't like coffee.
There you go.
Speaking of
also
coffee,
www.buymeacoffee.com/opesanddreamspodcast.
Perfect.
Ooh.
That's our buy me a coffee. So go ahead and buy us a coffee and also buymeacoffee.com/opesanddreamspodcast for Lacey. Throw her a little something if you like what you heard today. So yeah.
Great.
Well, thank you so much for taking this time to sit with us and let us take over your amazing cafe. We are grateful.
Very good.
Yeah, same. Thanks, you guys.
Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mwah. Thanks for listening, everybody. Until next week.